It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, who's all sore from picking up branches in the yard this weekend.
Well, not only was I picking up branches, I was cutting off branches. Oh. And, you know, if they were... Well, I think they're called, what, widowmakers when they're just dangling there?
Yeah, you don't want them hanging around up there.
Yeah.
So hazardous to your health.
I was using a pole saw, and you know, I was going to give myself a heart attack. So I was like, I have a log chain and a pickup with 400 horsepower. Yeah, that worked.
Okay, well, glad you didn't hurt yourself.
Yep.
All right, well, we're going to salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Norman Donald Bill Larson. Bill was born on July 13, 1919, in Ortonville, passed away on March 6, 2018. He entered active duty in the United States Army on October 7, 1942, in Fort Snelling, honorably discharged just over 3 years later on November 5, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an MP, or military policeman, with the 211th MP Company. Spent 1 year, 9 months, 9 days overseas in Central Pacific during World War II. Participated in the battles of New Guinea, the Southern Philippines, and Luzon. And some medals and ribbons where he was a marksman with the M1 carbine, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal with a Bronze Service Star, 3 overseas service bars for over 18 months of overseas service, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Bill, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Yes, and speaking of vets, going to discuss some expanded burial eligibility for National Guard members and reservists.
Oh, that sounds like a good thing.
It is. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs put out a press release on July 8th announcing eligibility for burial in Minnesota State Veteran Cemeteries. For former military reservists and National Guard Minnesota National Guard service members. Now, this only applies to state veteran cemeteries, which there are cemeteries in Duluth, Little Falls, Preston, and Redwood Falls. This does not include Fort Snelling National Cemetery. That still has the federal criteria for veteran status for that one. But members who died while in good standing... Minnesota State Legislature passed a bill expanding burial eligibility at Minnesota State Veteran Cemeteries for Minnesota National Guard or Military Reserve components who completed a full term of service and received an honorable discharge but did not meet the current federal definition of veteran. Members who died while in good standing with the assigned component and whose death was not due to willful misconduct are also eligible. This expansion is also available to eligible spouses, minor children, or unmarried adult children of those service members. The issue of National Guard and Reserve members having access to Minnesota State Veteran Cemeteries has been discussed for many years, according to Tim Uecker, who's the Deputy Director of Memorial Affairs and a heck of a nice guy. I always enjoy having a conversation with him. What eventually paved the way for this successful legislative effort was the passage of the National Burial Equity for Guard and Reservists Act of 2022. The four state veteran cemeteries in Minnesota include Duluth, Little Falls, Preston, and Redwood Falls. The one in Little Falls is right off of Highway 10 and right before you get to the Camp Ripley.
I was just up there for a burial of a relative.
Oh.
About a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very well-kept cemetery.
Very well-kept. All of them are very well-kept.
Yes, very nice.
The director of the Preston Cemetery is a former County Veteran Service Officer who had a personal experience and, you know, really takes memorial affairs to heart. So, I got nothing but good things to say about state veteran cemeteries, so... National Guard and Reserve members are eligible for this new benefit starting January 1st of next year. More information will be available soon on the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs State Cemeteries page. You can also reach out to one of the four state veteran cemeteries for information or to schedule appointments for pre-registration. The bill also adjusts the burial fee statute and expands the eligibility for honor guard services per diem for those fitting the expanded eligibility, as well as veterans of the secret war in Laos, also known as SGU, Special Guerrilla Units. There was some new legislation about that. More information on Minnesota State Veteran Cemeteries can be found on mn.gov/MDVA. Or you can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you probably have that information.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 830 to 430 in the lower level of the courthouse.
That's the garden level.
Yes, garden level. Yep. Is
very like green. Green now after the rain.
Very green. How much rain did we get?
About 2.25 inches here.
Okay. That's I hadn't heard much about
it. Some places got 5 or 6, others got a little less, but everybody got a little widespread rain.
Didn't somewhere up, I just didn't get like 7 inches?
Yeah, I think so. Up around Big Stone Lake, up that direction.
Yeah.
Graceville, Beardsley, up there, they got quite a bit.
So. Good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have a couple of appointments or obligations that may take me out of the office this week for a couple hours here or there. So it's always better to call and make sure I'm around just before showing up. So,
all right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh, for the information, and we will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air. This is to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.